and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 46 for ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, bitches.
It's kind of a somber mood to start with.
Yeah.
As always, you know, there's themes to our shows, and that intro song there was pretty much a...
Very self-explanatory.
Yeah. We're getting laid off.
Yeah.
Not from Should I Drink That?
No. That will continue as long as we can afford it. So send us beer.
Yes, our the company that we both work for is going to be shutting down our office, so we're going to be looking for jobs here shortly. So if
us.
Yes, so if there's anybody out there who's looking for beer geeks who are also IT people, give us a call. Send us an email. Webmaster, shouldidrinkthat.com.
Please do.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
But I don't want to scare our fans, man. We're still going to be doing this hardcore. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're still going to be drinking.
Even if I have to beat up an old lady to get beer money, we're good.
Who knows? We might actually be pounding out more shows while we sit around
exactly.
And collect unemployment.
Oh, dude, I'll be homebrewing a lot more.
Well, there you go. We won't run out of beer then.
Exactly. We'll be reviewing homebrew for a year.
Yeah, so don't worry about us unless you've got jobs that you want to give us. That'd be fantastic.
Or send us sympathy beers. That'd be great.
That would be great. Because you know what better way to say, guys, we care about you. We want you to help you guys out. We're gonna send you alcohol.
Webmaster, shouldidrinkthat.com.
I'm still just kind of in shock about the whole thing, but
yeah, I'm alright. I've been there, done that, Spoon 100 times, so it hasn't really hit me yet, or I just don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, due to company policies, we can't really talk more about that. So yeah, we're gonna
right
leave it at that.
Yeah,
yeah.
We just want to let y'all know.
We're still here.
Thanks. Explain the intro song, at least.
Yeah, thanks for the emails and the support we've been getting on Facebook from everyone that found out. So
we're not bitter. We just thought that song was funny and fitting.
Yeah. We're taking this with great stride.
Yeah. Grain of salt, man, you know.
How long have you been there?
Almost 11 years. Jeez.
I hit 10, so.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to be a change, but don't worry. The show will not be affected.
Happy times.
The show might get better. Who knows?
Yeah, right on, man.
So we've got beer, as you expect.
Yeah, I've actually been looking forward to trying this brewery for a long time. I've been reading about them forever, and they just became available in Western Pennsylvania, or if not Pennsylvania.
Thank God. We're drinking Terrapin.
Terrapin.
Yes, from the Terrapin Beer Company down there in wonderful Athens, Georgia. Beautiful, sunny. Well, it's probably pretty cold right now from what I heard. It's pretty damn cold.
They are located at 265 Newton Bridge Road in Athens, Georgia.
A little bit about the brewing company, the beer company, we should say.
Yes.
TerrapinBeer.com. You can always get the link off of ShouldIDrinkThat.com. The Terrapin Beer Company was born when two brewers met while working together at a microbrewery in Atlanta, Georgia, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that place. the country of Georgia. And actually, it is a country. What the hell am I saying?
Dude, that's why I was laughing. I don't think you realize what you just said.
After I did. The look on your face is, dumbass. I am not smarter than a fifth grader, apparently.
Nice.
Yeah, looking around at what the other breweries in the Southeast were doing, Spike and John felt that they could make a contribution, which is usually how these things get started anyways. It's guys are like, hey, we can improve on the situation. Or
Dude, we can do this ourselves, man.
Realizing that anyone could make just another pale ale, brown ale, or stout, Spike and John set their sights on crafting beers unlike that, which were currently available in the Southeast.
Nice finish.
Nice little dramatic pause.
Yeah.
Terrapin introduced its first beer, the Rye Pale Ale, in April of 2006. Now, this is what's cool. 6 months later, while only available on draft in Athens, Terrapin's sole offering won the American Pale Ale Gold Medal at the 2002 Great American Beer Festival.
That's awesome, man.
You know what that was? That was one of those moments where they go, oh, shit.
Damn, we're good at this.
They do offer tours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's also live music, beer samples, and tours every half hour. Glasses for tasting are $8 each. Taps shut off about 30 minutes after the last tour. There you go.
So if anybody from Athens wants to interview us, we can come down there and check out the brewery while we're there.
Yeah, because we're going to have plenty of time to travel. If you
just
help us out.
Just not the cash.
We can Greyhound it. We can thumb it.
We can thumb it. Yeah, hell yeah.
We'll get some. Yeah, send us some gas cards if you want to.
You know, I said I've been looking forward to this brewery, but our first beer, I don't know, man.
Well,
there is one ray of sunshine to it, but
Puppy isn't very fond of this particular style.
Guess what it is?
It's the wheat.
Yeah.
It's the Sunray Wheat beer.
Yeah, the Terrapin Sunray Wheat is proudly brewed with a touch of Tupelo honey. Oh, there's a song in there.
You can take all the tea in China. Put it in a big brown bag for me. Sail right round all the seven oceans. Drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's as sweet. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. Just like honey, baby, from the bee.
From Savannah Bee Company, savannahbee.com. Taste the sunshine.
Ooh, sunshine.
Taste the rainbow.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, you were thinking it.
This is 4.5% alcohol by volume. Beer Advocate gives it a B, and this is a Hefeweizen.
Yeah, we can't really get a rate beer review on this one because some jackass hacked the site, bastards.
Yeah.
And for those of you wondering, Terrapin's a turtle. Just saying.
That is true. Someone is going to say, what the hell is a Terrapin?
It's a type of turtle. Not quite a sea turtle, but close.
It's a very pretty looking turtle.
Well, on this label, it's a very hippie-looking turtle.
And just because I know you're probably wondering about this, they do have webbed feet and thinner shells than the fully terrestrial tortoises.
I did not know that, Father Spoon.
There's your learning tip for the day.
Thank you for edumacating us.
That's what I'm here for.
If you need us for turtle research, webmaster, shouldidrinkthat.com.
We can make turtle soup or terrapin soup.
Terrapin soup.
You get to keep the shell.
Is it illegal to kill a terrapin?
Do you want to try? They look pretty mean. They got claws and hat.
Like a snapping twiddle.
All right. There's mine.
Yeah, give me the butt plug / bottle opener. The official SIDT butt plug / bottle opener. Give this a shot. You know, not a big fan of wheats, but I like the honey addition in this. I hope.
Well, one thing I noticed, too, when I purchased the beers for this evening is these guys have very kick-ass art on the bottles.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
So for you people out there that judge beers by the labels, you're definitely going to be picking this one up. This one's pretty cool. It's got a cartoon terrapin dancing around with a sunflower on a sunflower in a sunflower field. He likes sunflowers.
With
apparently.
Rays of sunshine behind him. Actually, it kind of looks like an inferno of flame, but...
You know what?
Maybe that's just me.
He's dancing in the fire. Terrapin Sunray Wheat Beer, dance in the fire.
Armageddon hell, I'm dancing on these flowers. And that.
And that. All right.
Cheers, brother. Well, that's a...
Wow, look at that. It's cloudy.
Cloudy.
That looks...
It looks a little thin. I don't know. I don't think thin's the right word.
You're not getting much head out of this one.
It's very light. But that's typical cloudiness, you know, as far as wheats go, not much.
Honestly,
a little bit ahead.
Holding it up to the light here, it kind of looks like Gatorade.
Yeah. With bubbles.
Gatorade?
Carbonated
bubbles. There we go.
Gatorade.
All right.
Cheers, brother.
Oh, dude, the nose on this is great. Ooh. Definitely smell. Yeah.
It does have a nice nose to it. I mean, I can tell it's a wheat. It's from the aroma, but it's got a little honey touch to it.
Oh, wow. Oh, dude. The honey in this, that definitely makes this taste a lot better than the other wheats.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm a big fan of honey and beer to begin with. I don't care what style it is. Well, maybe not a stout. That's just weird.
Let's see,
like a honey mead. It kind of reminds me of that, but in a more of a beer style. You know what I mean?
I think the nice thing with the honey is it also gives the body a little bit more character, like a little bit more.
Oh, big time.
A little bit more oomph to it.
Hmm.
Wow.
That's really good. All right, chalk that up to another wheat that Sick Puppy likes.
See,
not that many. We'll have to review the show.
Thanks to this show, I think you're...
becoming a wheat fan?
Yeah, a little bit.
But this one's kind of a, I don't want to say bastardized. It's just not traditional.
Mm. Oh, God, I like
this. It's very good. It's smooth.
I could drink a few of these.
It goes down easy, man, yeah.
It's going down really easy.
What's the ABV on this again?
4.5.
4.5. Nice session wheat beer.
It's 4.5 on the Richter scale. Wow. Yeah, I'm really enjoying that. And the fact that you like it, too, is that's saying something about a
wheat.
It's
the honey. It's the honey that makes it.
But see, like, the honey in this isn't overpowering, though. There's not, like, not a ton of honey in it.
I mean, it's definitely up front, but not strong.
Mm, that's leaving a nice little feeling in my mouth.
Yeah, it's good. It leaves a good aftertaste.
Oh, there's a good audio clip for anyone that wants the hell out of our show.
Tastes like celery.
It's one of those, like, oh, shit, did I just say that? Oh.
Of course, you just invited that, too.
I know. I know there's people that edit the hell out of our stuff and play it back on us. Bob, you Groucho.
And the Beer Safari crew at beersafari.com.
Check it out.
The jungle of beer. Yes, but I'm really impressed with this. I mean, it's got a lot. It's got body to it, but
there's not
it's
a lot
also
of
easy drinking.
Yeah, there's not a lot of carbonation to it.
Yeah, it's very good.
Which, like a lot of the wheats that we've had this past year, it's the carbonation's been completely out of whack.
Yeah, I know it's November, but this would be a great summer beer.
Oh, absolutely it would.
I mean, it's great now, don't get me wrong, but on a nice hot day, this would go down nice and easy.
Well, this is one
it's
of
a very drinkable
this
beer.
This whole pack that we have is all year-round beers. You know, a good reason for that would be down south. Yeah, we're usually
exactly.
Winter.
Right on.
Huh. Well, except for this year, which seems like everyone's getting winter.
I have Tupelo honey stuck in my head. Might have to put that in the show here as a musical break.
As a buffer?
Don't sue us.
We'll only play less than 30 seconds of it.
Because pretty soon we're not going to have enough money to pay you. Not like we do now. All right, man.
Yeah, but see, one of the cool things, though, about the whole process for unemployment in the state of Pennsylvania now is you can get forms online.
Yeah, no more standing in that damn line. So I'm old school. I used to have to do that.
So we're rinsing out our glasses now. Sick Puppy's got this song stuck in his head, and I'm going to have to go beat him with one of his steak knives.
Super low, honey.
All right, so we got the beer glasses rinsed out.
Yeah, that was wheat beer, so there's a lot of residual foam in those glasses we had to get rid of. Tis the beer snob way.
Always clean your glasses. Make sure your spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch are in check. All right, so what do we got next here, puppy?
We have the Terrapin Golden Ale. At Terrapin, we enjoy hiking, biking, kayaking, and just plain having fun in the great outdoors. This is why we created the perfect session beer, the Terrapin Golden Ale. Rapidly refreshing. Oh, that's a great play on words. You have to see the label. It's a turtle in a kayak.
Oh, that
get
is,
it? Rapidly refreshing? Kayak? Rapid?
Cool.
Get it?
And one thing that we didn't realize with the last beer that we're seeing right now.
Because it wasn't really like stamped or marked.
Is this has a best if enjoyed by dates on it.
It's not like a born on date, but they have like a whole scale on the side of the label. Best if enjoyed by.
Was it first week of April?
I don't know. The month on mine isn't stamped.
Yeah, I've got four, so we've got April. So drink it by April Fool's Day and you'll be good.
There you go.
Well, for ours at least.
I hate born on dates. Damn it.
This was also the silver medal winner, the American Lager / Cream Ale 2004 World Beer Cup.
Really?
Yes. This actually used to be
Did you say lager, cream ale?
This used to be their cream ale.
Ah. Did they change the recipe? Or
I just saw this replaced
it. It's relabeled as a golden ale.
Does have
I guess we'll find out when we drink it.
It is 5% alcohol by volume.
We're going up?
Yes. This could be a steady incline, yeah. So you can tell where we'll be by the last one. Beer Advocate gives it a B-. It is the style is listed as cream ale, actually.
Okay.
And this is one thing I really like about their website. Go to their website. It's very kick-ass, and more brewers...
The Terrapin website?
Yes. More brewers should go to the Terrapin site and take a lesson on how to design a website, like with content and navigation, because these guys did it right.
I also like the Knight's Head stuff, but that's for a different show.
That's a badass Flash and all that stuff. Yeah. But this is very...
I hate Flash, and I like that website.
It's colorful.
They have a skip button.
Yeah, make sure you skip.
Yeah.
But these guys didn't go that far. It's very nicely laid out. It's got great colors.
Right,
it's very easy to navigate.
Very well done.
And they also have this about the beers. They didn't have it for the Sunray, but they do have it for these next few. It does have the malt used is two-row pale, Munich, Vienna, malted wheat, and flake maize.
Hmm. Did we mention the actual website?
Terrapin.com.
Terrapinbeer.com.
Yes. I thought I said that. I might have said that. Yeah, terrapinbeer.com.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
It also has... Oops. I'm getting ahead of myself now.
Did I interrupt your flow, dude? Sorry, brother.
The hops are Cascade, Mount Hood, and Santium.
Santium.
IBUs, 21. Original gravity, 12.2.
I'm going to actually have to, as a homer, I'm going to have to look up the Santium, because I'm not familiar with that hop at all. I don't know if it's a new breed because of the hop shortage or Sanitarium hops.
I'm going to have that in my head the rest of the night now.
Yeah.
All right, let's crack these bad boys
Tupelo,
open.
Honey.
Shit. Why you got to do that to me?
Because I don't want to hear Sanitarium the rest of the night. Butt plug slash bottle opener spoon. Another light-colored ale. Wow.
Cream ale.
Again, not a bad thing. Oh, no, I'm going above the fill line on my Sam Adams glass. What do I do?
Actually, look at the perfect head.
Damn close. Yeah,
oh, check it out with the dogfish glass I have, too. That's
both of us. Nice pour, brother. Cheers.
That's a nice two-finger head on that bad boy. Cheers.
What's the aroma on this?
Ooh.
Cream ale?
Oh.
Oh, that's a cream ale, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely... Yeah, oh, my God. I hate to say this. It's the only comparison I have, especially to the noobs, but...
Jenny
cream ale.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's got that aroma. Not quite as heavy and skunky as Genesee. But
this actually has more of like a vegetable aroma to it for me.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Unlike Jenny, which...
Smells like celery.
Ants on a log. Put on peanut butter.
I actually really like the aroma of this golden ale.
Whoa.
That is definitely a cream ale. That's a cream ale.
That is delicious.
Wonder why they named it golden ale instead of a cream ale.
Because it's golden. You hold up the light here.
Yeah, I guess.
Look, I can see through it.
Maybe the word cream ale scare people away. Golden sounds better.
Look, I can see through it. That means there's no impurities. Jackasses. Not terrible.
It's another, you know, thin.
That is very golden. That's beautiful, though.
Nice color to it, yeah. Oh. Very clean, extremely clean beer.
Oh, wow.
I'm impressed.
This is damn delicious.
And so far, I mean, the first one, the wheat and the golden ale, these are great session beers.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really glad these finally made up to Pennsylvania.
I almost said these are great starter beers, which they are, but any good craft beer fan would love this beer.
If you're starting out, this is absolutely a great way to get into it because it's light, kind of like most of the beers that... The starters have already been drinking your Bud Coors Miller products, but also it's got a nice packet of flavor in it, too.
Yeah, these are really good, really well-made beers. I'm impressed. And this just goes to show you. Me and Spoon were at a local, Three Sons Dogs and Suds.
.com.
Where, they had a sampling of a few of these the other night. And it just goes to show you, Spoon, that although the samples are great and you get to try the beers, to truly appreciate it, you need more than a 3-ounce sample, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Get yourself a full bottle. Say, hey,
Try a sample. If you think you like it, go to the cooler and grab a bottle.
There's
man.
Like a nice, I don't know how to put this.
Creamy.
There's fruit. I'm getting a fruitiness to it, but it's not
which you
like,
should with a cream ale.
Yeah, but it's not
that
like.
That vegetable thing you mentioned earlier is spot on.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, I'm kind of getting like a grassy tone to it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
But see, the thing, too, is...
And that aroma, man.
Kind of like the honey, though, there's not a lot of, like, fruit punch to it. Fruit punch, there we go again. Jesus, I'm on a
That's
roll
That's a very tonight. Bad description.
Yeah!
Don't listen to that. It's not fruit punch.
Fruit kick to it.
Yeah, but it's subtle, yet
it's a mild,
up front.
It's a mild it's, undertone
it's
to
great
it.
Great balance to these beers.
Wow. I can't believe that these are just getting to Pennsylvania.
I know.
Thank you, whoever decided to come to
If I can afford it later, I'll be buying more of this.
Mm. Oh my God, is this good?
And anybody from Genesee Cream Ale, if you're listening to this,
take a note.
This is way better than yours. It was just a random thin comparison.
I bet you a lot of the elders in my family are going, is he dogging Jenny? I should give this to
someone. Dude, as a ute, that's what I drank. Pounders of Jenny.
I should give some of this to my relatives for Christmas.
Say, yeah, it's very good.
You guys got to try this. I don't even know if it's up in Erie yet, but I know it's in Pittsburgh.
It's very good. So far, I'm impressed with Terrapin. I hope we have like 12 more beers to review tonight.
Well, it was a 12-pack that I bought, but it's it's variety.
I think we'll be finishing the 12-pack, but not reviewing all of them because we got multiples. Mm-hmm. Mm. Terrapin?
Oh, yeah. Spoon likes this one.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really good.
I'm speechless. I'm impressed so far. Love the Terrapin. Everything about Terrapin so far.
Honestly, Lushy would even drink something like this, and she doesn't drink beer.
And then the artwork's impressive, which you know should not stray you from reviewing the beers. I mean, don't be like, dude, the labels are cool, so I'm drinking it. There's really good beer inside, so appreciate the beer and the recipe.
If the Terrapin starts talking to you, you've had too much to drink.
That's only 5%. So we've had, what, 4.5 and a 5. So
some of those guys starting out, though, yeah, they're not used to beers over like 4%, 4.2.
Right.
So they'll have to be like, dude, 5%, man.
Dude, it'll give you a mind bling.
Yeah.
Or make you feel wormy. If you don't get that reference, listen to the last show.
Yeah, if you're still around after that last show.
Yeah, people love that last show.
I had a good time with it.
It was awesome.
Speaking of awesome times.
We'll bring the ladies back soon.
Yeah, speaking of awesome times and great beer, we were at the...
Oh, wait. You're talking about the Brew Fest.
Yes, the Brew Fest.
The RU Fest.
Yes, that was going on. Was that last weekend already?
Yeah, dude.
That was last weekend. Yep. Jesus. It seems so long ago. So, yeah, the Brew Fest was last weekend down at Station Square. This is the one that was put on by the Pittsburgh Rugby Football Club.
Great bunch of people, man.
And the sweet Claire was the organizer.
Claire,
for it.
You're the best.
You did a great job. I just want to say thanks.
Yeah, you did it. I know it was a lot of work, Claire, and we really appreciate you inviting us and all the hard work you did for that Brewfest.
So for those of you that didn't know, we were the celebrity beer judges. We want to thank Claire for inviting us down for that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Claire. I mean, I know all the hard work you put into that.
And you picked us.
It was a success, and from what we've heard, you guys made a ton of money off of that. For the rugby club and for the charity, so.
Yeah, for the plea agency.
Yes.
And along with
what
us,
is the, can you explain the plea agency? I believe it's for autistic children.
It's helping individuals and families facing behavioral and developmental changes through programs for living, education, and advocacy.
Yeah, so kudos to them for that. It's a good cause.
It's very, very kick-ass. So,
Sick puppy has a heart, okay?
So joining us as celebrity beer judges was Zeke from Y108, kick-ass guy.
And a homebrewer, I found out. I got to talk to that boy.
There was Ron Man from B94. Demetrius Ivory, also very kick-ass.
Rocking dude.
He was hanging with us for a while from WTAE.
The Big D.
And Mr. Jim Loki from KDK.
Wait, I have to say it, dude.
What's that? What do you have to say?
Mr. Loki was late to the Brewfest because he got stuck in traffic. For those of you who don't know, if you're not from the Pittsburgh area, he's the local traffic guy on the local news channel, and he got stuck in traffic.
But in his defense, there's a tractor trailer that overturned with steel.
He should have known that.
His car should be able to fly. He should be able to call Eye in the Sky to come over, pick him up, and drop him off wherever he needs.
Sorry, Loki. I love you, man.
Well, we had a great time hanging out with those guys. We helped introduce some of them to the different styles of craft beer, you know, what to look for while you're judging the beers, and it was just a great time hanging out. They talked to a lot of fans, had their pictures taken.
Great venue. Is it Saddle Ridge down on the south side of Pittsburgh at Station Square?
And Barroom,
yes.
And I have to admit, being someone who doesn't really go out too often out to these dance clubs and everything, because that's...
It was a different environment then. I'm sure if I went there on country night, I'd be like, dude.
Yeah, it's a country bar if you haven't figured it out.
Yeah, and the Barroom, they're connected. The Barroom's a little different.
That's more of a place I would hang out.
Like a martini bar kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's more of like a lounge place. I guess they have bands there.
Right.
But
you can walk from one to the other, yeah. Which I thought was cool.
The cool thing, though, is they had an electric bull, riding bull, over at Saddle.
Yeah, that mechanical bull. And everybody wants Sick Puppy to ride it, but Sick Puppy's old now. I've ridden one in the past. I've actually ridden a real bull at one time.
Well, there was
enough. My 0.05 second ride.
There were enough drunk people willing to take the challenge. And a lot of people get
interesting people on that thing, too.
Oh, yes.
But I digress.
Someone has pictures, and I want to see them of the some of the people that were riding it who, yeah, shouldn't have been on it.
Yeah, a couple of people could have broke it, but I digress. I'm just saying.
There was a weight limit to it, and apparently that just wasn't
actually,
in effect.
There was a weight limit. What was it, 250 pounds?
Yeah, 250. And some of those easily tipped the scale.
That's why Father Spoon didn't get on it.
That's right, because I'm a fat ass. I love it.
Sorry, brother. Had to go there.
Oh, I don't care. I would have gone on anyways.
Yeah, I've been there, done that, and I'm old and crippled now, so there was no chance in hell.
But no beer was spilt or injured.
That's right.
Since we want to thank Claire again, great time. If you want to go check out the Pittsburgh
Rugby team. By the way, Claire, we're good for next year.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do it again if you need us or whatever.
We're going to have plenty of time.
We'll have lots of time on our hands. To go to the Pittsburgh Rugby website, it's pghrugby.com. Go check them out. If you want to learn how to play rugby, anything like that, or start following it, that's the place to go. Afterwards, we went to Rugger's Club.
I was just going
to
say,
Rugger's,
man.
Rugger's Bar or whatever.
Rugger's is a bar that...
It's a rugby bar.
It's a rugby bar, yeah, basically. Owned by the rugby people, ran by the rugby people.
I didn't even know it existed.
Hung out by the rugby people.
It's kind of off the beaten path of South Carson.
Right. I've been there before because one of my good friends' punk bands played there a lot. And actually, they're playing there on December 19th, I believe, Shiver. So check Shiver out.
Cool.
They're on MySpace. Just look up Shiver. I don't have the URL off the top of my head, but I haven't talked to them guys for a while. So, guys, I apologize if you're still listening to this damn show.
Yeah, that was
we'll
a very
put it in the show
place.
Links.
I had a great time there. That was a lot of fun.
Was
those
a
are the kind of bars that I like.
Yeah.
It's not really crowded, and with the amount of people that were in there, you could still hold a conversation with
right.
the person across
that's
from you.
Off the beaten path, little local bar.
That's great.
Good
place.
People.
Plenty
yeah.
of parking.
It's one of them bars where you can just walk up to anybody and start bullshitting with them.
And we did.
And they're actually. Cool, man, yeah.
Plus, it helped that we had Beer Fest Judge.
Yeah, Judge.
We had Tag still on, so that was pretty
we
cool.
We had cred.
But the winner out of the celebrity judging for the best beer was East End Snow Melt Winter Ale.
Congratulations, Scott Smith from East End Brewing. We love you, man.
And
glad you won,
hands
buddy.
Down, that was my favorite beer.
And you know what really impressed me the most, Spoon?
What's that?
There were craft beer, you know, breweries there from all over the United States.
Yeah, like
our local boy won.
Yeah, our local boy beat Omegong. Beat Okaboy beat Omegong. Beat all these
yep.
places. When I saw Hennepin, I'm like, oh, this is hands down going to be the winner. Then we see Scott. He's like, hey guys, you got to try this one out. And
I've actually already had that one. And when you said you were going to try it, I'm like, dude, you're going to love it.
Scott had the longest wait out of anybody for getting a sample. There
yeah.
were so many people around his booth.
He's a very well-respected brewer, very talented brewer, and a hell of a nice guy. And we're going to do a show with him soon. We keep saying that month after month, and it never happens because of our schedules. But
we don't have to worry about
ours is free.
Ours is freeing up. So, Scott, if you're listening, get ready.
Yeah, we'll be down soon.
We don't have anywhere else to go. So,
free beer would be great.
The winner for overall voting from the fans, there was over 1,000 people, I believe, that were there.
Oh, yeah, we should specify that. The judges picked East End.
And overall, everyone picked the Breckenridge Vanilla Porter.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that until now.
I did not like that beer, but...
Well, I don't like vanilla beers that much. I mean, not to bash them.
I digress.
It's a fine style. It's just not one of my favorites, man. I'd rather drink a wheat beer.
So there you go. That's what happened. We do have a video online, too, if you go to our YouTube page. We might just post this on Should I Drink That, too. But
yeah, what the hell?
There's a video that we did afterwards where the winner, we should mention this too, the winner of the two free tickets was Norm Hulsman of the Strom Hulsman podcast.
Don't ask us to spell that. We'll post a link.
Yeah, so Norm won. He brought Brian with him, Brian Strom, also from the show. And we lost Norm afterwards. Norm
yeah.
disappeared for a good hour, we think it was. We're out in the parking lot. Me, Sick Puppy, and
listen
Brian.
To our ramblings in the parking lot after the Brewfest.
And I think Brian called him about 6 times trying to find him. And eventually Norm shows up. And then we see Pit Girl. So it was like a win-win situation for us the whole night.
Pit Girl's a dude.
You can see Pit Girl on the video.
Well, I think that's why Pit Girl stopped posting, because when we talked to Pit Girl that night, she had no idea who she was.
I know.
She's clueless.
So, you know what? That's probably a good reason he's thinking.
Pit Girl has amnesia.
He's thinking.
Heard it here first on SIDT. Yeah.
He's thinking, oh, shit, they found out what I do during the day.
That's funny.
And the results.
Not true, people, but funny.
And, yeah, it was good hanging out.
Should have asked him if he hated pigeons.
That would have been a good clue
right there. Of course, everybody hates pigeons in Pittsburgh.
I don't know. Norm said that was Pit Girl, so we're going to go with Norm's word.
If you're not local,
check it out.
Yeah, either check it out or ignore that.
I'd say go to the
blog.
I'd say go to the Berg blog, but that's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah, we'll miss you, Pig Girl.
But not the Zima.
Yeah. Thanks for 3 great years of pigeon hate.
In Zima.
I loved her random in that post. That's right. I was drawn to.
All right, so we got we're finishing up the beverages here.
The fine Terrapin Golden Ale.
2 down, 3 to go.
We got 3 more to go.
We got 2 and a special one.
Yes.
Special. Actually, that we got from the Brewfest. We'll go into that later.
Yeah, that was a special treat for us. A very nice surprise, if I may say. And a big-ass bottle.
Yes.
Excuse me. All right, we'll be right back. I have to
purge,
rinse the glasses, and purge. A lot of lacing on these.
I know, that's pretty damn impressive.
A lot of sticky suds.
All right, we'll be back.
Right back. All right, so we're back again from being beer snobs and rinsing our glasses.
And your palates. The microphone from my
mouth. We do this for you people. So we can finally taste the beers with our cleansed palates.
So this has to be one of my favorite labels that we've seen out of the three of them.
Yeah,
so
me
far.
Too, dude. It reminds me of Hee Haw.
In the cornfield.
Man, it's got a turtle with a banjo and a straw hat.
And a handkerchief around his neck there, too.
Yeah, standing in a field of rye.
He's a redneck.
Good observation there. Nibble nuts.
Yep.
So if you haven't figured it out by now, we have the Terrapin Rye Pale Ale. One of the more unique beers coming out of the South, the Terrapin Rye Pale Ale offers a new twist on a classic style. I like to hear that. Their own little twist on it. By using an extract amount... That was the beer homebrewer coming out in me. By using an exact amount of rye, not extract, this beer offers a complex flavor and aroma that is in tune with your taste.
This does come in at 5.5% ABV.
We're climbing.
We're getting up there. Beer Advocate, B+.
It is
a American Pale Ale style.
All of these so far rated pretty high on Beer Advocate.
From what I saw, most of their beers were A's and B's. So it's, in fact, I didn't see anything lower than a B- on the site.
Nice, man. So well deserved.
Absolutely, so far. I'm dead on. Actually, some of these I would have given it, the last one I would have given an A to. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And by using an exact amount of rye, a grain seldom found and other microbrewed beers.
Yeah, I've had all the rye beers before Spoon, so I'm kind of iffy on this one, but we'll see.
Yes, the Rye Pale Ale acquires its signature taste, made with 5 varieties of hops and a generous...
5 varieties of hops?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, man.
And a generous amount of specialty malts, it offers a complex flavor and aroma that is both aggressive and well-balanced, a rare find among beers.
I'm excited.
The Terrapin Rye Pale Ale was released in Athens, Georgia in April of 2002 at the Classic City Brew Fest.
Don't tell me this one won an award, too.
6 months later, this beer, which was sold only in Athens, was awarded the American Pale Ale Gold Medal at the 2002 Great American Beer Festival.
Awesome, man.
The most prestigious competition in North America.
Again, well-deserved.
Absolutely. So here you go. Here's your hops.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Amarillo. I had to do that because he's got the little banjo thing.
Amarillo twang.
Yeah, Cascade, East Kent Goldings, Fugle.
Get a little Fugle in there.
And Magnum.
Wow, really?
Magnum.
That's a hell of a hop load, man. No, that wasn't dirty.
IBUs are 45, and the original gravity is 13.5.
Oh, only 45. Hmm. Interesting. I can't wait to try this one, man. I'm excited.
I know, for a pale ale, it's usually...
Give me the butt plug spoon.
Hold on. I'm using it. There you go.
I want the bottle opener in, not the butt plug in. I wonder if this one will pour just as clear as the others. A little darker.
Typical of your pale ales.
Yeah, not too much darker. It's got a little more...
Oh, that's an awesome pour. Look at
caramel
that.
Caramel color to it.
That's impressive.
Darker caramel.
Ooh, check that out. That is.
They all have about the same amount of head retention.
It's a little bit lighter than the Sam Adams. That when it was pouring, I kept thinking, well, I'm looking at your glass thinking, hey, that looks like a Sam Adams. It's a little bit lighter than that.
Because it's in the Sam Adams glass.
Yeah, I know.
It threw you off there.
Good marketing there. Go, Sammy.
You don't get much of an aroma out of this one, do you?
No, it's kind of faint.
Yeah.
All right.
Hmm. Dude, can't smell any hops or anything.
And ass. Ooh. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Wow, that's
there's hops.
That's hops.
I'm surprised that's 45.
I know, me too. Again, ooh, very well balanced, very clean.
Mm.
Incredible. A lot of hops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't call this an IPA by any means, but the rye is in there with it, so kind of tones the hops down a bit, or balances it out, I should say.
Well, a lot of the IPAs I've been drinking recently have been mostly made with Cascade hops, so I'm picking that one up.
Yeah, that's a relevant hop. You can pick that up pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. But most of them have been like specifically just made with Cascade.
Right.
And thrown with a bunch of malt, but that's, wow. This is actually pretty good.
You know,
good.
From the amount of hops in there, I mean, it's not overly bitter or overly hoppy at all.
They're also
very
using
clean.
The two-row pale malt
mm-hmm.
with this.
Yeah, that's a base malt, which is understandable.
Then some Munich malted rye and honey malt.
Honey malt.
Honey malt.
That's
yes,
what I'm
honey
getting.
Malt.
That's what I'm getting. The honey.
Ah, see, I'm not getting
the honey flavor. I am.
Mm.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Dude, check out the lacing on this too. That's gorgeous.
I know, dude. Terrapin, your beers are very
damn
well
impressive.
Done. I'm very impressed, and as Spoon is.
Oh, I'm damn impressed.
Hmm.
Yeah, so you're not going to see any chugging. I'm assuming with the show. Whereas for our new listeners, if there's a beer that we both agree that we don't like, nothing is ever drain worthy.
Love that.
We
drain worthy.
We should come up with an audio clip for that.
Drain worthy.
Official rating of this beer.
Drain worthy.
This is where our best ideas come when we're drinking. Ooh, I'm liking this though. This is wow.
Yeah, the hops are there, but for five hops, man, that's smooth.
I think that's why we're both confused that it says only 45 for IBUs. Because you see all
these.
I'm
impressed. I'm really impressed. It's very well made.
Well, you know what? The malt's doing a good job of balancing out the bitterness.
Oh, yeah, big time, man. It's perfectly balanced. All these beers have been so far.
My God.
It's amazing.
I'm honestly surprised that, again, I'm surprised that this hasn't been up here before.
I know. I'm so glad. I've been reading about Terrapin for a very long time. And
there was a good article.
Piqued my interest for a while.
Beer Advocate magazine had a good article about him. That's when I first heard about it, actually, was reading Beer Advocate.
I think I even had this on my Beer Advocate want list at one time, but now that it's here.
That's so, Kurt Johnson, you're off the hook for getting us some Terrapin.
That's right, brother.
Wow.
I'm impressed, man.
Yeah.
Terrapin A-plus so far from Should I Drink That Crew.
Bashing something at you know, we're, what, three beers in? I'm ready. Usually by this point, I'm like, all right, what are we going to bash next? No, it's... We're having a great show on this one.
Well, if our fans want to hear us bashing a beer, I do have a Bud Clamato that Spoon can revisit.
No.
It's in the fridge.
I saw that. I'm not drinking that.
Me neither. That's why it's still in my damn fridge. It was like four shows back.
Maybe we should give that out as a prize.
That's already cold. It'd be nasty.
So?
I'm going to give it to a family member.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving,
That's
Dad.
That's right. Let my dad and my brother share that shit. They'd be all over it.
I bet you Dick Hammer would drink it.
Dick Hammer drink anything. Because he's Dick Hammer.
That's right. Dick Hammer, SIDT, paramedic.
Official.
Oh, and I do want to say, we do have a new member of the SIDT family now. We do have the...
Who might that be?
The SIDT bouncer.
Ah, yes, Meat Shield.
Yes, Meat Shield is officially a member of the SIDT crew. If you check out our website...
He's quite the paradox, I must say.
He is quite the paradox. If you check out the About Us section on our site, you'll see a picture of our new member, Mate Shield, who came down for PodCamp Pittsburgh 3 and did an awesome job helping us out with the meet and greet and everything. So we figured, yeah, what the hell? Let's make him a member of the company that doesn't pay anything.
That's right. It's a volunteer-only thing here with SIDT.
That's why we're...
You get to hang out with us.
That's why we're a deficit podcast. Thank you.
Soon to be a bigger one. Cheers, brother.
Copyright 2006-2008.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't think I'd like the rye just because of past experience, but damn, it's so well balanced and so well done, man. I just, you know, for five different types of hops in there, I don't know if it doesn't say anything about dry hopping, does it? I said hopping.
No, I don't see anything on there about it.
That's amazing for five different kinds of hops, man. Hmm. Sick puppy impressed. Good job, guys.
Hey, while we're on the topic of Meat Shield here, being a member of SIDT, get
because
you some
he's the size of Cleveland.
The state of Cleveland. Actually, we always call this
state of paradox.
We always call it the state of Toledo because whenever Leslie and I would travel up to Detroit, all you'd see signs for are Toledo.
Yeah.
And even when we're just outside of Cleveland, it would always say Toledo, Toledo, Toledo. So we just said, this is the state. It's got to be the state of Toledo. But
it's Toledo.
Yes, Meat Shield, here's your pimpin'. He does have a blog that you guys should go check out. It's called The Size of Life or sizeoflife.com. Lifestyle news and reviews for the big and tall man. I'm not tall, but I'm big.
Ooh. He's a big son bitch, man. We love him.
Yeah, so go check that out. He has some really good insight here on...
Yeah, it's a very well-done blog. Very well done.
Yeah, I was checking out because he had a thing with Jack Black brought up a good point where, it's big and tall guys or even big guys have a hard time finding a good tuxedo anywhere. He's like, well, we only go up so big. And Jack Black's not a big guy either.
Right. Right.
I consider him pretty much like the average American guy is like Jack Black. Well, not as freaky, but hey.
Yeah.
Not as eclectic.
Eclectic.
There you go.
Well said, Spoon.
But he's got some really great insight on different items here.
So
for the
if you're big and you're tall, check it out.
One of the first ones he put out there too was choosing your plane wisely for choosing your seats and if they charge you extra, if you need like more leg room or whatever.
Yeah, he's got some really intelligent insight on the big and tall, what would you call that, way of life?
Yeah, lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle. There you go.
He's a tall guy, and he has a Mini Cooper.
He's a big son bitch.
And we love him. He's a great guy. So, yeah, go check that out, thesizeoflife.com.
So there you go, Meat Shield. You got mad props from SIDT.
Yeah, give me my $20 now, bitch.
Buy us a beer. We're unemployed. Soon.
Do you think we need to start a PayPal thing for donations?
You know, I actually thought of that, but God, I hate to be a
I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy on the
begging some bitch. No offense to the people who already have that, but
we would be the virtual street urchin, not even street urchin, street bums.
Street bums.
Please give me money.
So if you're driving by us and you see us walking down the street, just throw change.
But not rolls of change, because that hurts.
No, from experience, Spoon?
Yeah, down at the arena. Hey, it's Spoon!
Clunk. Nice.
But not clunk and drunk.
When I get that, it's usually rolled up into a fist.
As expected.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm finishing up my...
This was really good. I really
enjoyed this. Rye Pale Ale. Oh, excellent beer.
One thing that we're doing also is we've got our annual video beer exchange going on with other members of Beer Safari.
Yeah, look forward to that.
And I'm really hoping that the beers that we got as our gifts from Big Filmy Head isn't Terrapin. I never even thought of that. I'm like, oh,
you know what? I was told what it was.
Oh, you already know? That's not fair.
But.
Heathen.
it's better for the moment when, because these are all gift wrap when we get them. I forgot what it was.
Oh, that's good.
I just know it has something to do with Father Spoon.
Oh, no.
So.
I'm afraid to see what Big Filmy Head sent us.
Yeah.
But, the video will be, I don't even know when the video is going to come out. We have to shoot ours here. What we do is.
Yeah, we're going to do that soon, actually. So
we shoot video of all of us opening it, and then we do a quick review of the beers, and then we purge them all together and post them online. Last year's could be found on, I believe, Google Video.
Yep.
So if you want to go check that out, I think it's about a half hour because there's quite a few shows involved. So
it's a beer safari crowd, man.
Yeah, it's all of us.
It's a jungle of videos.
It's a jungle of beer videos out there. That make AB go squee, squee.
All right, Spoon, you finishing up your rye pale ale?
Mm-hmm.
I got a little ways to go here, brother.
Oh, man. That's delicious.
It is good, man. All right, man, we're going to run some beer glasses. I have to hit the SIDT beer cellar, and we shall return.
I just realized you have your St. Obnoxious shirt on.
Yes, I do.
That's awesome.
Life is too short for shitty beer.
There's always a new shirt whenever I come over here for an SIDT episode. So that you figure around 46, so that means Sick Puppy has quite a collection of T-shirts. It reads, this is great because it's got a monk with a...
Hanging over a barrel that's
already tapped, holding his beer stein. It says, born against capitalist, proponent of a strong Salvation Army, flaming heterosexual.
Flaming heterosexual.
That's why it was kind of cranked. I'm like, wait, is it Calvinist? What the hell does that thing say?
Calvinist.
Gotcha.
Life is too short to drink shitty beer. Something like a monk.
Beer.
So what we got next here, Spoon?
Last one is the Terrapin India Style. Well,
not the last one. We have one more to go.
Yes. Last beer from Terrapin.
Last beer from Terrapin, yes.
Is the India Style Brown Ale.
The Terrapin India Style Brown Ale is a head-on collision between a hoppy West Coast IPA and a malty English Brown Ale. Wow. Oh. Brewed with five varieties of hops. Here we go again with the five varieties. And seven different malts. Wow. This hybrid style represents the best of both worlds, peace, love, and hoppiness. Label's got a, like a friggin'
Buddha.
Is that a sitar?
Zen. Yeah, it's like a Zen guy with, he's the Zen master with a sitar.
Yeah, think Buddha, I guess. We'll post the pictures of all the labels and shit on the website.
Looks pretty trippy.
Great artwork again. Kudos to you.
Yeah, this definitely looks pretty cool.
Hop plants growing up each side.
ABV's 6.2.
Oh, we're getting up there.
Beer Advocate gives it a B+. As we said, it is a American brown ale.
Hmm.
Now here's where it gets interesting, and it's you haven't seen this yet. So I think this is why you might be hot profile. Well, first the malts that are used with it are Pale Dark Munich, Victory, Special Roast, Crystal 60, Crystal 77, and Chocolate.
Wow, I expect this to be a little dark.
The hops in it: Nugget, Chinook. Centennial.
What was that second one?
Chinook.
Oh, Chinook.
Centennial.
You said it so artsy.
Yes. Williamette. Did I say that correctly, Mr.
Williamette?
Williamette.
Yes.
And dry hopped with Columbus.
Oh, dry hop beer. Nice.
Yes. IBUs are 65.
Wow.
Original gravity 15.1.
Well, they put the OG in there. It confuses like the beer newbies. Where's the ABV? It says Plato or original gravity.
It's inspirational.
Look it up. You'll learn a lot.
All right. You got the bottle opener, I assume?
Yes, I do, my friend. Here you go.
Official SIDT butt plug bottle opener. Copyrighted. Should I drink that?
And as we're opening these beers, I got to talk about something. I get the Brew Your Own magazine because I'm a home brewer. And if you are a home brewer or a wannabe home brewer, pick up the magazine. It's an incredible source of knowledge and advice. But what I'm getting at here is something that really impressed me, is in the November 2008 issue, which I hope is still on the shelves, they have a rolling instructions to make a rolling kegerator out of a industrial garbage can from like Home Depot or Lowe's, man.
During the last break, Sick Puppy showed this to me. Oh, my God. Now, this is...
It's incredible, man. I'm going to make one if I can afford it, you know, before I lose my...
This is one of those stereotypes that we're trying to break here. Is people always think of beer drinkers as like just, you know, frat boy thugs, you know, just
frat boy thugs. Night, well
that,
put.
Yeah, that you know, it's they drink beer to get stupid, stuff like this. We don't get stupid. We get creative.
This, yeah, as a home brewer, I mean, you learn to get creative and make your own home brewing equipment and everything. But this rolling kegerator is made by Kevin Maddy, and it's incredible. It really is. I mean, it just basically deals with a garbage can that you get at Home Depot or Lowe's, wherever you prefer, Walmart, whatever, some foam board insulation, some kegging equipment, industrial garbage bag. And this thing even comes complete with three taps and a drip tray. I mean, you don't have to actually do that, but... My God, this is if you want a portable kegerator, pick this issue up. I mean, go to their website if it's not available and get the back issue.
What is the website for?
BYO.com. You can get back issues there, ordered there, fairly cheap. I mean, it's a great project. I think the hardest part is figuring out, if you're not already familiar with the kegging systems, is figuring out all the hoses and connections from that. But this is definitely a project that Sick Puppy will probably do for shouldibrewthat.com and post my results for it.
Because you're going to have plenty of time on your hands.
Yeah, even the one they feature holds like three kegs, three sixtals, which is, you know, the five-gallon homebrew kegs.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should probably watch what you, for the our fans out there, exactly how much can fit in there. Because well, they might be thinking,
a full keg will fit in the damn thing, but be one tap. But, I mean, the instructions for this one show three taps. But I'm actually thinking about downgrading it a bit. Maybe put one or two taps in a smaller garbage can. It's incredible. It really is. If I can find a link for this, it's still on the website. I think they have their new issue out now, so it may or may not be on the website. But I will post what I can for it. It's an incredible beer project. Even if you're a BMC drinker, this kicks ass. I'm just saying.
Not that we encourage you putting that type of that type of beer in.
It's got a drain valve on the bottom. It incredible, incredible project. And every issue of BYO has a homebrewing or beer project in it that you can make at home. And these are from experienced brewers or just fans of the magazine that send this shit in. Again, this is the Rolling Kegerator in the November issue. And it was written and done by Kevin Maddie. So check that out if you get a chance. If not, email us and I'll try and get what I can.
I think it's time for you to pour that beer.
I think it is, because yours is already, wow, that's a dark beer.
Oh, it is.
Well, all the malt you listed, I was already that's a dark beer.
You might have just heard a click there. I took a picture of the head that I got in this. Jesus, there's another one. Of the head that was poured.
Celery.
On this one. Butternuts.
Butternuts. Sucks. Sorry.
But yeah, it's, it pours beautiful.
Oh, that's a dark beer. It's not stout dark, but it's a heavy brown ale color.
Honestly, it's beer porn.
It is beer porn.
Dude,
the aroma is phenomenal.
There we go. Speaking of beer porn, there's a new blog out called beerporn.blogspot.com. Go check that out.
Yes, started by Alpha King.
Yes, we're
our good friend Alpha King.
We're contributing to that here shortly, and it's 100 beer people, 100 writers that write about beer.
Yeah. So it's a great collaboration.
Yeah. So go check that out because we should definitely be on it now.
We got national brewers, home brewers, beer fans all submitting about beer. Beer 24/7.
And the wonderful artistic view of Bubby.
Yes.
And his kick-ass photography. And Clark.
Sick Puppy has an article up there as well. So
I still have to get mine out there.
A little homebrewing action going on and why you should homebrew. So if you're ever questioning why, if you should homebrew, check out beerporn.blogspot.com and check out Sick Puppy's article. Cheers, right, brother.
Cheers. Dits.
And ass. Oh, the aroma of this beer is incredible.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not your typical brown ale, dude.
No.
It's hoppy and almost stout.
I was just thinking stout.
Not quite as stout. It's a little light for that, but it's a hoppy brown ale for sure. Damn. I mean damn in a good way. I like that.
I'm almost confused by this because I know how a brown ale is supposed to taste.
The finish is all malt. Oh. You get the hops up front, and then it finishes with a good malt character. I like it.
Wow.
Damn hippies.
And, of course, right now I'm thinking, oh, man, what could I cook with this?
Uh-huh. I wouldn't waste this beer on food.
No, I mean drink while I'm cooking. Like, enjoy with my meal.
Nice. To clarify there, dude.
There's a big fat steak that I'm thinking would go great with this right about now.
This would go great with steak, yes. A peppered steak?
So I'm thinking, that's what I have for dinner tonight, too.
Did you?
Yeah, I had pepper steak with I had pepper steak on top of risotto, which is pretty damn good. Oh, this is fantastic.
Excellent. Terrapin, you're 4 for 4, guys.
Yeah, we can't say anything bad about you. Thank you for coming to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, thank you very much for
or at least Pittsburgh.
Spreading the love, man.
Wow. Yeah, there's nothing bad I can say about this brewery. All their beers have been fantastic.
Yeah.
They've been top-notch.
And we haven't had them all, but
Their artwork's awesome. I can't say anything bad about this.
I can't either. I have nothing to say bad about Terrapin at all. Incredible beers, incredible recipes, great execution on those recipes. I'm impressed, man. Been a long time, man. I've been looking forward to your beers, guys, and thank you for bringing them to PA.
I'm speechless. This is, yeah. I mean, this, we've had a great night of beers from these guys. And
what's the ABV on this one again? 6.5, 6. Right?
6.2.
Close enough.
Now, see, what I saw on the website was a little bit off of what I saw on...
How so?
On the Lulu. Yeah, there we go again. A little bit different than what Beer Advocate has, so I don't know if it's... It's just with the ABV ratings. It's like a couple points off. Yeah, it's slight, though. It's not like a whole...
Oh, dude, if you're talking 6.2 and 6.5,
whatever. I mean, so it's no big deal, but this is a fantastic beer.
It's over 6. Slightly, if not halfway there.
There you go.
How's that?
One thing I wish that they did have available, which we got the sample this beer when we were at Three Suns this past week for their free beer sampling. Every Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
I like the hoppy red ale.
That's what I was just about to say. Oh, my God. Guys,
and again, our fans know, red ales, eh. It reminded me of Cascazilla from Ithaca.
I thought this was better than the Cascazilla.
I agree. Yeah, I'm just saying it's really, really hoppy for a red ale.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
It was the big hoppy monster.
That's it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
And to get Sick Puppy to really enjoy red, this one did it. Because it's been like hit or miss. Some of them taste like...
Yeah,
like
this ain't a goddamn Killian's. Dude, the F-bombs are slim, but the goddams are flying. I don't know why.
I think it's the level of explicit tag that we're going for.
It just happens. I'm feeling holy about these Terrapin beers, I guess.
Well, you are in the presence of Father Spoon.
And I'm taking the Lord's name in vain. If there was a hell, I'd be burning.
Well, the brothers actually reviewed this one on Beer Advocate. They
really?
Gave it an A-. Which I would put this up in the A category. Probably, yeah, I'd probably agree with them.
Yeah, well, dude, A- A+, that's a fine line. I mean, you know.
A beer's going to be pretty damn good for me to give it an A+.
Right. Not saying this beer's bad there, Terrapin. You got an A- for God's sake, so live with it. It's a good thing.
I like it, too, because the carbonation's low on this. Like, it's not very...
Dude, all their beers have been, like, really well balanced and light. I don't mean light in a bad way, either. It's nothing's too overpowering in any of the flavors. You get everything that's in the beers.
Right.
I mean, this one has, you know, the brown ale style, and they call it an India-style brown ale, which I assume they named it that because all the damn hops in it.
Now, see, most people, they anticipate us having, like, a conflict at some point here.
I know, dude.
When we're reviewing, but we've agreed on everything so
far.
Wait till
the next one.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with our next one. That's going to be interesting. But, yeah, this was a great surprise to get from
I'm actually
Athens,
shocked.
Georgia.
I expected to probably hate at least two of these styles from Terrapin. Nope.
There's a lot of flavor to their beers.
Their own thing with the styles. Like, this is a brown ale, but it's an India-style brown ale, which pretty much equals bastardized in a good way. It's a great beer.
It's a mutt.
It's a Pennsylvania pan liquor.
Wow, I'm speechless. This has been really great beer.
Excellent beers, guys. I'm very impressed. If any of our fans have a chance to get Terrapin beers, please do. We highly recommend these beers. Newbies and craft beer aficionados alike.
Craft, not crap.
Yeah, craft. Did I slur? Oh, good beer, man.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's finish these up, and let's go on to our special surprise that we have going on.
All right, man. Sounds good to me.
Oh, wait. You know what? Actually, there's... Before we do this.
Do you have a rant?
Not really a rant, but there is something. Yeah, I know. I don't really have any rants. I've kind of been,
To me, as far as the news we have, I know where you're going with this, Spoon. I think it's the concern.
Yes. Yeah, it's more concern. And, you know, it's with the amount of news that we've gotten this week. You know, this kind of adds to it.
Shit rolls downhill, Spoon.
Yeah, it's everything keeps it going on here. But this is actually a beer-related one.
I hope it turns out to be better than we think.
Yes.
But...
Right before I left my house to make the quick jaunt over here to Studio A, word broke on the Post-Gazette, which is our local newspaper, postgazette.com, that Penn Brewery is moving.
Well, trying to find a new home.
Yes, and that's a big concern for us because we're big supporters of local beers.
I'm not going to bash the landlord because he has to pay his bills too.
Oh, right.
But that that rent increase that they have is astronomical. Was it 350%?
So here we go. Here's a snippet of the story.
Yeah, go ahead and tell the folks.
I'll have a link to this too. It says, Penn Brewery on the north side is looking for a new home. Len, the president and CEO of Penn Brewery, said yesterday the brewery and restaurant needs to move by the end of February of 2009.
We're with you, buddy.
When his lease expires because the landlord has increased the rent by 360%.
That's insane.
360.
Dude, I don't know the details, but for as long as that building's been there, I think it hasn't paid off by now. I don't understand that.
Well, we don't know what the deal was when
semantics,
they first got it.
But right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we did the beer fest up there. I think it was episode 20. We did the Penn Brew Fest, and we got to
great brewery, great bunch of people, yeah, great beers.
We got the whole history on the place. I mean, it's been there for over 100 years.
It's the Ron Hoskenbot way of brewing.
Ron Hoskenbot.
Ron Hoskenbot.
Yes. And Len goes on in the article saying that we are committed to having a presence in Pittsburgh. This is very unfortunate, but it gives us no choice, he said.
Well, the word unfortunate scares the shit out of me. If they go the way of other breweries lately, I'm going to be very saddened and disappointed.
Yeah, it actually
not only
really
are they
bumps me
great
out.
Brewers, they're a Pittsburgh institution, and you know they're hardcore German beer brewers.
And their food is incredible. Oh, it's
phenomenal, yeah.
So he also goes on saying that the restaurant will remain open until the end of February. As for the brewery, he said, we are producing beer currently. We will be packaging what's out of our tanks through the first part of January.
Mm-hmm.
After that, beer will still continue to be produced for the time being through a co-packer, the Lion Brewery in Wilkes-Barre.
Which are those are the guys that do the Lion's Head, the Knight's Head, and
a bunch of head.
Not Brew Monkey. What they? It used to be called Butt Monkey, but
Bad Monkey now.
Bad Monkey now, that's it. Yeah,
so
Brew Monkey.
That's kind of bad news to hear.
It is. I mean, it sucks to see it happen. I don't consider it bad news. It's discouraging news.
Yes.
Because we don't know if they're going to get a new facility or...
We don't know the details behind it. You know, it's...
The way the economy is now, I mean, there's been a lot of brew pubs and everything closing in our area. Not a lot, but a good chosen few that should not have closed.
Three.
Yeah.
I think it's been
Johnstown,
like
Brewing. Yeah, we got
John Harvard's.
John Harvard's Brew House and
Marzoni's.
Oh,
and Hereford and Hops.
And Hereford and Hops as well. So, sign of the times, man.
Yeah, it sucks to see it. But...
And, you know, Penn Brewing, love them. They're a Pittsburgh institution, and they have a lot of history outside of Pittsburgh as far as being, you know, good craft brewers. And it'll be sad to see them go if that happens. I hope it does not, but.
But stay tuned to Should I Drink That as soon as we can get more details of this.
Yeah, we'll let you know, especially
you guys
the local folks.
Yeah, in fact, sign up for our mailing list. This is a bad way for me to pimp the mailing list.
I know.
Either that or you know, join our mailing list or get on our Facebook group, and we're going to try to have
We'll send you bad news.
Yeah. Where are the bearers of bad news, or possibly really great
good
news?
Yeah, they
can move to a bigger facility that will just rock.
I'd love to see them move in the old Hereford and Hops facility, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's unless they can
get
a lot of money.
They're asshole deep in debt.
Yeah. That's the reason why Hereford and Hops had to get the hell out of there. So, yes.
When you build the Taj Mahal for a brew pub, but I digress. Yeah.
So we're going to try to keep up on this story. Send us an email if you want us to let you know what's going on the latest. Also check out the Post-Gazette. We'll have a lot of stuff. I don't know if they're going to have stuff on the Penn Brew website or not.
I know Penn Brewing is available outside of the Pittsburgh area and the PA area. So if you like their beers, you know, keep an eye on that, man, because... It'll be sad to see them go if that happens, and I'll cry.
Will you cry?
See, Puppy will shed a tear, man.
Tear.
You can't see what I'm doing now. Tear.
It's one thing to see a small brew pub close, because it's more...
Yeah, this place is like a Pittsburgh institution.
Yeah, it is. And
it's
talented brewers.
I'm getting bummed out now talking about it. Getting laid off. They're closing one of my favorite breweries.
But if they close in February, we might too, so... We'll have to hang out and, you know.
We'll have a big going away party. Yeah.
McLean, dude, I get laid off when the brew pub closed. Wow.
That's a bad sign.
Remember, kids, it's down the street, not across the road.
Ooh.
God, I wish we had a visual for that.
No, probably not, because we don't want to teach kids how to commit suicide here. All right, well, to lighten the mood, we've got we're going to finish off these beers, and we've got a present. Which is good
news. We have a very special surprise that come out of the Brewfest. So,
we're going to finish these beers.
An unexpected treat.
We're going to go hide in the corner, dark corner, and cry.
I'm going to cry and hide in the corner with a fifth of whiskey and drown my sorrows.
But you're going to filter that with the Great Kangaroo first.
Great Kangaroo, that's right.
All right, yeah, so we're going to go finish these, and we'll be right back with some happiness.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the last beer of the evening.
Final beer of the evening.
Attention campers.
Last beer. I wouldn't really call this a beer.
It's a mead.
More of a treat.
It's a treat, yes. It's a treat for your mouth. It's a treat for your palate.
And a gift.
It is happy hour for your ears.
That's right. Buy a t-shirt today from wearpittsburgh.com.
Yeah, so we have a special gift here. While we were at the Brewfest, I had also been talking with John Cirilli from Trub.
Trub is Three Rivers Underground Brewers.
There you go.
It's a local homebrew club here.
And
great bunch of
these
guys,
are also the same guys that we had worked with Shane also for the tickets we gave away to their beer festival.
Right.
To Brewing Up a Cure.
Great bunch of guys, man.
So we were talking, and he's like, hey, I've got a homebrew that I want to give you guys to check out.
When he said homebrew, I was thinking beer.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. And then he said mead. I'm like, ooh, I haven't had a mead since, I think, Bubby's.
Dude, I've been wanting to homebrew a mead for a long time, and this is really getting me kicked in the ass to do that. Especially now we're getting laid off. It'll take like a year for that thing to ferment, so whatever. I'll do it now. I'll wait.
A layoff mead. Do we have enough time to make a beer that we could give out to some friends?
Layoff lager?
Yeah.
Sure.
Layoff lager, you know, even a barley wine or...
Shutdown ale. Not an undercover shutdown ale.
Yeah.
That's already taken.
Yeah, we'll just shut down ale. Out.
Yeah. There will be one made for the occasion. Trust me.
Okay, so we do have the beverage here in my hand. Oh, and it's nice and chilled.
And like we said, it's a mead, which is a honey wine, basically. And there's several different styles of mead. This one's called a piment, which is a mead mixed with a white wine.
Okay.
So
I don't know much about mead, so I'm really looking forward
to it. I'm really getting
into
it because I really want to make one. The mead he gave us is an orange blossom mead.
Okay.
It was fermented with just honey, water, and yeast.
That's it?
But then he blended it and bottled it with a Gewürztraminer.
I said that.
Dude. You like that? Gewürztraminer. Wine.
And, oh, he's learning German.
Yeah, he did it in a ratio of like 750 milliliter to 5 gallons of mead. So basically a fifth into 5 gallons.
So we're calling this one the Gewürz because that's what he
Gewürz.
He wrote on the label here.
He said the mead's about 10 months old, and then the bottling is only about 4 months in the bottle. So the German word Gewürz means spicy. And
really?
Yeah, this white wine is known for its crisp, spicy characteristics. It's a specialty of the French region Alsace.
Alsace.
If I pronounced that right.
Alsace?
Regardless, it's the area that buffers Germany and France and is also produced in Germany and California.
Ooh.
And Gewürztraminer has a distinctively pungent, I like pungent.
Pungent, nice.
But I don't like perfumey, yet clean flavor.
Ooh, I think that's a wine thing.
Yeah, you got to chill it like a wine and pour carefully to keep the sediment on the bottom,
which
obviously. Which is a homebrew, you know.
And since I have the mad wine opening skills between the two of us.
And like I said, this should really be called a pie mint. You know, pronounce it just like it's spelled, pie, mint. It blends honey and red or white grapes, so... A piment made with white grape juice is sometimes called a white mead. It's probably just a touch sweet and drinks like a wine, so the ladies will love it. And I guess he made another variant with the same base mead, blending with a Polish honey liqueur. He said that one's potent and comes with as sweet and a bit syrupy, like Sauternes. Sauternes? I don't know. I am not cultured enough.
I don't know. We have given you clips.
Yeah, we got a cork, so spoon.
Being the master of wine keys here, because I'm Catholic, so it's actually a church key.
And he's probably used to wine in a box. So
yeah, actually,
they don't make weed in a box. Mead in a box.
Weed in a box. Yeah,
weed in a box.
That's a possibility.
Weed's in a bag, not a box.
And I don't know if you mentioned this. He did say that this was about.
10 or 11% alcohol. 11%. Yeah.
So we do want to mention that as the final beer of the evening.
It's going to kick our ass.
Yeah, basically. That's what's going to happen.
If you're waiting for the mayhem, it's probably going to happen either the very end of the show or after we stop recording.
Now, you know, I'm giving Sick Puppy this wine key because it's Lushy has like 80 of these things at home.
I got a portable one. And I love this shit.
We also have this one that we got from our wedding, where it's this big ass wine opener, and basically all you do is you put the bottle in.
The battery operated one.
And that would be even cooler.
You have the rabbit.
Yeah, the big handle thing. You just
the rabbit.
It actually makes a noise, and it pulls the cork.
How was
right
it
out.
Again? Nice.
Yeah. So here I got a spit guard, so it doesn't sound as bad. All right, so
open that bad boy up, Mumberin. Oh, look at how easy that is.
Look at that.
Look at that.
How's that for a sound?
Nice pop, brother.
I like that. Oh, dude, I like the smell of this.
Oh, I think we should thank him again.
Wait, do we smell the corks on these things? Wait.
It's a mead.
Hey, hold on. Before I have my dinner, let's all smell my cork.
Don't belittle the homebrewer,
not smell
man.
The cork. Smell the cork.
Oh, man. Can you smell it? Really?
Yeah, smell that. I keep forgetting that you don't drink a lot of wine.
I don't, but I love mead.
Yeah, smell that shit.
Wow, dude.
That's good.
That's pungent.
All right, so here we go. I'm going to pour
that
first.
Seriously, that's very pungent. It's pouring like a wine / white mead.
Thankfully, our good buddy Drew.
Pour it slow, friend.
Who stops by the show once in a while when he's in town from Delaware, showed me how to pour wine. The correct way and how to let it breathe.
Our Sam Adams Utopia giver.
Yes.
Go ahead and pour mine since you're so damn good at it, Father.
Yes,
so.
I am. Because us Catholics, we drink a lot of wine.
This is communion for Sick Puppy. It looks excellent, man. The only other homebrew meat I've had is from Bubby, from Brain Gravy. And it was a saffron meat. So this is my first white meat.
Sorry, Bubby. I didn't like your meat last time. That was one of my first times drinking meat.
Right,
though.
Yeah. It's great meat.
I wasn't sure what to expect. Look at that. We almost killed the bottle.
I've had a commercial meat from Ohio before. It's excellent. I forget the name of the damn winery, but yeah, swirl
right,
that around.
Swirl a little bit. I should see if I would have known that we were going to be doing this and I was organized, I would have brought over some of our kick-ass wine glasses that we have.
Yeah, Sick Puppy does. Oh, wow. Let's smell that.
Oh, my God. Oh, does that smell good? Father Spoon likes the aroma.
There's a strong smell to that. What is that? I can't quite place that, Spoon.
Well, you could definitely smell the wine and the grapes in it.
Grapes. Wine. Yeah, I'm getting the acidity from the grapes, maybe.
Oh, my God. You know what? This reminds me of, oh, God. Locals to where I'm from will appreciate this. It smells like wine from Heritage Winery up in Northeast.
Now, this smells more like a wine than the saffron meat I've had.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Does this smell good?
A little carbonation there, which I didn't expect.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's...
This.
A little dry in the back end, but...
I like this.
Do you?
I really like this. Oh, my God. You know how many chicks I could get drunk with this?
10-11%. It's a good date rape.
I could get John drunk with this. Oh, my Lord.
Well, thank you, sir.
John.
Excellent mead, man. You're actually...
I love you.
Kicking Sick Puppy in the ass, and he's going to make a mead soon. So thank you for that.
Oh.
And he can get back to us later, but is this considered a dry mead?
I don't know. I don't know.
To me, it's a little
John,
dry.
John, you'll have to let us know, because we are very new with meads.
Wow. The meads I had before have not been this dry.
What is a dry mead? I don't know what dry meads are. It's like I said, this is only like my third
it's
mead.
It's like a dry wine. Same kind of idea.
And John, I told
very
John.
Very well made.
I did tell John I was going to quote him on this.
What'd you quote?
So, I have him on G-Chat right now.
Oh, live and in person.
Yeah, while we're recording.
Welcome to the show, sort of.
I didn't even think. We should have just called him and done it this way. But he says it doesn't seem like it's that high in alcohol because it is 10-11%.
Yeah, with the taste of that, that'll sneak up on your ass.
So it really fools you until you can't stand on your own anymore.
Have to work tomorrow morning.
That is going to be awesome.
But not for long. Wow, dude. That's an excellent mead. Like I said, a little dry, I think, but it's not a bad thing. You know, if you're into wines and meads, it's a style. I mean, it's the way it should be.
Oh, wow. This is fantastic.
I think Mind Bling and Wormy, you're missing out, man.
Oh,
they
yes,
love
they
this. They love the meat I had from Ohio that last debacle we had in episode 45.
They'd make them all freaking naughty.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, yes.
I think the father just ovulated.
I need to, yeah, I'll be right back.
He needs a tissue. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I need a second. Hold on.
So, any homebrewers out there that...
Oh, my God! that's fantastic!
Give him a moment.
I just saw God!
He had to walk away and release... I think the father just had a revelation. Oh,
sorry. Yeah, I had to go into the back room.
He had to walk away for a moment.
That was, wow.
It's an excellent mead, my friend. And you're, I don't like wines, but mead's like the crossover between a beer and a wine in sorts, with honey involved, I guess. But maybe me and Father Spin will do a complete wine, or not wine, but a mead show. Just to educate you guys about what mead is all about and all the different styles and everything.
Oh, God, yeah.
Did you finish? Do you need to take your underwear off with a stick?
Let me go get a towel.
I need a tissue.
Or as the great Yinz team would say, get a fucking towel.
Well, thanks, brother. That was a great gift, man. And again, you've inspired me, and I will make a mead.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Very well made, my friend. Damn. Send us more.
I need a cigarette. I'm more than ovulated. That was great.
So we had some great beers tonight from Terrapin.
Absolutely.
Everyone was phenomenal, so check Terrapin out. Great bunch of beers.
Hey, while we were just pimping Should I Brew That and everything, for those people out there that don't know, I do have a side site.
Side site.
Also.
Hump Day Happiness.
It actually started with my own personal blog, and then I moved it over. I went out and bought the domain and moved everything over. What it is...
It's for your beer prowess.
Yes, working on my beer writing skills.
Exactly.
So, like, Puppy has his shouldibrewthat.com, where he works on his homebrewing. I have Hump Day Happiness. Yeah, that's HumpDayHappiness.com.
.com.
And what I do is every Wednesday, which is Hump Day, I post a beer review of something that we haven't had on Should I Drink. Well, I'm going to try to do stuff we haven't had on Should I Drink That.
Right.
And
which is a phenomenal feat, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. We're up. Yeah. We're pushing, I think, 200 beers now.
I think.
So, yeah, it's just something extra that I do. If you want, subscribe to the RSS feed on there. I don't have a mailing list or anything yet, but it's I'm probably going to be working on it a lot more now since I'm going to have free time. So, yeah. So there'll be a lot more content on there. I'm going to try to keep it up. It's been up there. I've had it for over a year now. Not the website, but I've been doing the reviews for about a year. I'm up to 25 now, I think. And
Spoon does very well-written reviews.
Because Spoon was an English minor at the University of Pittsburgh.
If you didn't know that, did you?
He's a craft beer aficionado, so.
Yeah, so I've got the site going. Wow, I'm feeling good.
Yeah, this mead's going to kick our ass, dude, so we should probably end this.
Yeah, so I've got that site going on. Go check it out. I got links to our friend shows, stuff like
Regardless
that.
Regardless of the layoff, Sick Puppy still has to work tomorrow on a Sunday.
Sunday. I'm going to be at home watching football, probably, because, well, unless the NHL Network has a classic game on, I'll be watching football.
There is no football this Steelers, anyway.
Well, yes. I got fantasy football, though.
Ah, there you go.
Which my teams are like 2-8 and like 1-9 or some shit like that. I suck this year. Last year I won the championship. That's the record.
Okay.
Last year I won the championship. This year I'm getting my ass handed to me.
Sick Puppy's into hockey and UFC. Not into football.
Oh, you know what? You guys got me into UFC. Last weekend we went to...
Brock Lesnar and Randy Couture.
We went over to the Beeves' house. To watch the fight on
the beef.
Big ass TV and
63-inch flat panel.
And Sorg and DJ Lunchbox were there along with Mind Blink.
Yeah, from the WrestlingMayhemShow.com and Mind Blink from MindBlink.blogspot.com.
Well, our friends have URLs.
My girl. That's my girl, not my friend.
So we were Sick Puppy's got a girl.
She's my future ex-wife.
As she says. All right, well, this was a great show. I had a good time.
Yeah, me too, man.
I think it was a good way to, we're sorry we had a little break there, but, it's after PodCamp. We did our show
PodCamp, Brewfest, we didn't win the podcast awards.
No, we didn't win.
We lost to a priest.
Not me.
Yeah, not you, jackass.
Like a real one.
It was like a foodie priest.
Yeah, it's Grace Before Meals
That's
or
it.
Some shit like that. All right, Everyone, this is a great show. Thanks for listening.
So let's do a quick review. Terrapin beers, all across the board.
Yeah, all across the board. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Man. Great brewery.
Yeah, I can't rate like a better one than the other
one. I know,
one.
I can't either.
Because it's different styles.
Every style to me was great, even the wheat beer.
Overall enjoyment would be every one I finished. So
the empty ones are great.
Absolutely. Actually, I think that last one that we had would have been like the bottom of the rung for me.
The rye?
Yeah, it's that was.
No, we didn't do
the rye last.
No, the rye wasn't last. No. I'm trying to look at your bottles for a second.
No.
It was the brown ale was the last one.
Yeah,
that one wasn't my favorite, but I liked it.
I think my favorite was probably the rye.
Oh, yeah. I think the rye got
very good, yeah.
You know what? Also, that golden ale was great. They were all great beers.
The wheat beer was great, yeah. But if I had to judge them, I think the rye would probably last.
God, you know what? I'm in such
but they're
a
all good.
I'm in such a great mood right now after drinking this, and I'm like halfway through my glass.
We're finishing the show early. We still got some mead left in the bottle.
I want to do another show now. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Come on, let's do our show.
All right, so
I suppose we're gonna have the rest of this mead and enjoy the evening.
Yeah, we got a lot to go yet too. We're gonna be hammered.
Yeah, at some point here, I gotta call Lushy and say, "Hey, honey, why don't you come pick me up now?" It's been a good evening.
All right, so for shouldidrinkthat.com, this has been Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with, what the hell was this, episode 46?
46.
Yeah, so hope you enjoyed it, and more to come.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.